Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dock. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And we're in here and ready to go on this May 12th. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, as we get ready for today, we'll have Jacob Rudner. He is with Baseball America. Talk baseball with him in the next segment. Your text messages, the injury report coming up after that. And then we'll put a lot of discussion in with a little roundtable, all of us chiming in on some things, SEC news, the good, bad, and ugly. We've got recruiting. It's all coming up today on the program. And I'll tell you about First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through a financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Hello, gents.
Man, it's good to have you back. We're kind of rudderless without you.
Though. Well,
you're the glue. You're the glue, man.
I was rudderless for a little while last weekend, too.
Well.
Man, too many tests, too many things, too many health issues for a radio guy. We got to get better.
Yeah, right? It's good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Absolutely.
Guys, I mean, you know. What did you think about the weekend with the state series?
It sucked.
That's
a simple way to put it. What else is
there to say? Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. We come out of the shoot, win 10-4, whatever, first game Friday, and then just, I don't know, just go away. Just collapse.
Yeah, really,
I mean,
really
I give State's pitcher in the second game Friday credit. He threw a hell of a game.
He did.
But, man, I don't know. Don't get me started. Just terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, State was there to kind of give the game away Saturday night. And what did Ole Miss get? 11 walts, two hit batters, and
some
two
errors. Too.
You know, 14 free guys. And I believe two of them scored. The rest came on the home run.
Well, you only had six hits.
And 10 more strikeouts. Yeah,
just and the three errors, the three errors by Ole Miss, inopportune times. They just, it's like they just, they play their worst baseball, it seems like, when they play State. It's just how they played, I think, was the most disappointing thing. They played great the first game.
Yeah.
That's
what's so baffling.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, it really is.
And you got I don't want to call it a great performance, but Riley Maddux was really good.
He was good.
Yeah. One inning again where they got three straight guys on and they scored two runs. And we got, as you would imagine, most of the text messages are of the baseball variety. And, you know, you heard, you know, Coach Bianco talk about, and is watching that, it was just bad swings on 91-mile-per-hour fastballs. He was locating, I'm going to give him credit, right?
Yeah, he was
pitching.
Yeah.
He threw it right above the letters. There was a lot of swing and miss.
Well,
he threw it on the black of either side of the plate, and there was a lot of take. It was just not the approach. Just wasn't good in game two.
It was the perfect storm, really, because he had an umpire, and he he called it like that for us, too.
He did.
That gave him 2 or 3 inches outside.
Yeah.
Or more.
And when you've got that, it's the perfect storm.
Yeah.
A player, a pitcher that's locating as well as he was, and I'm giving him full credit.
He did.
Played well. I mean,
his career high was 6 strikeouts. He gets 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I believe
one off their history.
Yeah.
One off Mississippi State history.
They got 10 more Saturday.
Yeah.
30 strikeouts on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lead that. Ole Miss leads the SEC in strikeouts.
Actually, they're second. I was looking up those stats.
Because it was frustrating. First. There at the end, his fastball was at 88, 89.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was just, again, putting it where he wanted it.
By the sixth inning, his velocity.
You know, they went out, and I was with a group, and we were watching it, and somebody said, well, that's it. We finally got him out. I said, nope. He's going to have the chance to talk Coach Parker into staying. He's not going out there to pull him. He's going to go talk with him. And if the guy says, I can get the out, he's going to give him that opportunity. He throws an 88-mile-per-hour fastball above the letter, swing and a miss, and it's over.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Bad taste, and nothing stirs the hornet's nest for Ole Miss fans and losing a state. We all know that. And besides that, I mean, I'm not one of those that puts a weekend over a season. You know, there was just so much at stake. You know, they went 2 out of 3. You know, you only need 2 out of 3 this weekend, and you're right there to host. And
that is one of the questions.
Yep.
Is the hosting possibility out for Ole Miss? Right now, yes.
Yeah.
But they could do some work and get back into that.
Yeah, I think they have to sweep this week. They got to go 4-0 and still win a game or two in the SEC tournament. We're going to get Jacob's opinion on that when he comes up on the next segment.
Why are we even playing this thing against UT Martin? That's silly.
They need it, Chuck. They need to score 20 runs and get those bats awake again, to me.
There's nothing to gain out of that, though, Yancey. It's a game that if you lost it, it'd be catastrophic. If you win it, you still lose ground.
Yeah, but they're going to make up so much ground if they're
not win.
Yeah, if they win the series against Auburn, they're the number what now? Two.
RPI? They're number two RPI team.
So I mean, they're going to make up plenty in the RPI. Obviously, you got to beat them, and they need to get their bats going again.
We'll have to push your thoughts into the big segment of things along the way. We'll get those coming up, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and Steve Grantham. Jacob Rudner is with Baseball America. We're going to talk with him. Your text messages at 662-426-1093. We'll get to them a little bit later on. More baseball coming up next.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, this portion of the Rebel Yell Hotline is brought to you by the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Faris Group, 20 years of experience, a proven track record. They help retirees invest and not outlive the savings of the retirement. Here's what you need to do to set up your free consultation. Call them at 601-607-4141. I'm Gary Yancey, and Chuck are with you, as well as from Baseball America, Jacob Rudner. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me.
Jacob, it was a tough weekend for Ole Miss. You know, the just state just has Ole Miss's number for whatever reason over this past decade, it seems. What does that do to Ole Miss right now in the big picture as far as hosting? What do they got to do moving forward to get back into that picture?
I mean, just plainly and to start, I would say that that's a pretty tough result. And you and I talked about it last week, just the implications of this series. The good news for Ole Miss is that it didn't really take that far of a tumble in the RPI. They're still number 17, 14 and 13 in the conference, 34 and 17 overall. And one number that I think is really important that probably doesn't get talked about enough is that number 10 strength of schedule. So do I think that this pushed Ole Miss out of the hosting picture? Plainly, yes, I do. But I think that they are not too far from the line. So a strong close to the season, you know, a good showing in Hoover. Maybe Ole Miss can push its way back in. Some other results around the country would probably be really helpful for that as well. So I would tell you out right now of the hosting picture, it's the world has not ended, though.
Jacob, hypothetically, if Ole Miss were to sweep Auburn, which I think is number two in the RPI, would that put them back as a host going into the SEC tournament, or still determine what other people around the country do?
Listen, if I was on the selection committee, that would be enough for me. I think we've seen enough good baseball from Ole Miss this season that that kind of a convincing sweep to end the year would be a pretty big statement. That's at least how I see it. But at the end of the day, they are, like I said, kind of in that weird position where is the committee going to choose to not overload on SEC hosts? Is, you know, that could be a factor. So if they're going to hover around this 17 to, let's say, 22 to 25 mark in the RPI, I could absolutely see the committee choosing to go with a non-SEC host. But that win over Auburn would be really convincing and probably add some cushion between where Ole Miss stands and the range that I just named.
How many SEC teams you're looking at right now if the season were to end tomorrow hosting?
Well, let me say this first. One thing I think is crazy. Right now in our latest Field of 64 projection, we have six teams of the top eight belonging to the SEC. It would be an unprecedented wow. number of teams from this conference in that area. So wow. that just goes to show you, in my opinion, the strength. I could see anywhere from, you know, the six that I just named to like 9-10 schools maybe being named host. That's a really extreme end of the range. But it also wouldn't necessarily surprise me. You've got six teams in the top eight. You probably can sneak in another two to three more if you're asking me, depending on, you know, the rest of the season plus conference tournaments and how things shake out elsewhere. The answer is a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that something?
Jacob, let me ask you a question on the baseball side. Georgia and Ole Miss lead the league in strikeouts at the plate, but I believe they're also 1-2 in home runs. Is there a happy medium?
That's a tough, I mean, we could talk about this for hours. I would tell you there's a correlation, yes, between the two. Is there a happy medium? It really just depends on the team. I think to speak to Georgia for a second, because they're a really good example of this. Georgia is very mathematically oriented in the way that it goes about building its roster. Wes Johnson does a really good job of playing the numbers, of understanding models in a very similar way to how professional teams put together their rosters. I mean, he was a part of that experience when he was with the Twins, so that's kind of his background. And for them, I think that they take the strikeouts because they know that the potential payoff is so huge. So mathematically speaking, if you're Georgia, you're willing to strike out, you know, however many times they are right now, one of the nation-leading teams in the category, but they also know that those big swings that their players are taking on average will net them more runs than the average team, right? I think the same can be said for a team like Ole Miss. The time when it really gets you in trouble is when you move to a different ballpark, especially at the college level. So a team like Georgia goes to a Texas, a team like Georgia goes to an Alabama this past weekend. Georgia went 1-2 at Alabama. Well, their offense didn't really play great for that ballpark, and that ate them up. They struck out a whole bunch. Their offense wasn't able to get going outside of that first game. They lost the series. So, you know, there's give and take. Yes, I think there's a happy medium, but to kind of put a bow on this, I think I would go back to this. It really depends on how the team is recruited and the math that the coach is trying to invest in.
I'll put you on the spot here, Jacob. Who do you think is the best team in the country right now, top to bottom?
I would tell you that LSU is probably the best team in the country right now, top to bottom. Okay. And I think that it is murkier than it ever has been at the top of college. Well, ever is a strong word. I think it's murkier than it has been in the last, let's say, you know, 5 years, like since the pandemic. It's the murkiest that it's been since then. You could pick six or seven teams. LSU, for me, does a really good job on the mound. Cade Anderson is a premier starter. You have a guy in Zach Cowan coming out of the bullpen who has looked as good, if not better, than any reliever other than maybe Dylan Volantis at Texas. They hit the ball really well. Derek Curiel is a star freshman. Jared Jones gets to his power enough that he nets them a ton of runs. They can be explosive on both ends. The staff say they're very complete. So they're our number one team right now for a reason, and I think that they edge the rest, you know, even if it's by just a small margin.
And is that reason because they may have the best Friday-Saturday starters in college baseball?
Huge part of it. The ability to have two starters that you can really trust, which they do in an Ianson, yeah, it's huge. I mean, the last time that LSU won the national title, they were trotting out Paul Skeens on Friday and Ty Floyd the next day. And so you have a group of starters who you can rely on to go six very strong innings who are going to miss bats. And it's long been said, I'm not the first person to say this, power pitching and power hitting wins the SEC, and ultimately it wins national titles. And I think LSU has, you know, an ample amount in both categories.
Jacob, how much of a factor does the committee put on, like, Ole Miss? I'm looking at them right now. They've lost three out of their last four series. I believe Arkansas's lost four out of their last five series. Georgia's lost four out of five. Tennessee, I believe, has lost their last five series. But a lot of these teams are projected, some even national hosts, others are hosts. And then you have other teams like Florida that are playing catch-up that have won four series in a row but have a worse conference record. So how do they look at the momentum towards the end of the year versus the big picture of the overall record?
Momentum matters. And I think I'll quote my coworker Carlos Collazo. Baseball is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately sport, and that's the case when it comes to the draft and where players are slotted going into it, and it certainly applies to how the committee operates when it puts the tournament field together. Is it everything? No. Is it the most important factor? Not even close. I think that the body of work is really important. We can talk about a team like Texas is a great example. Texas is having a historically good season. They're one of four teams in the history of the SEC since it expanded to 30 games in the conference season in 1999 to start 19-2 in the league. They've won a whole bunch of games overall. They have a strong RPI. Strength of schedule is solid, but they've been poor recently. So is Texas not going to be a national host because of the way it's performed against Arkansas and Florida? Of course not. It's going to be a national host. So it's so dependent upon the team. I think Ole Miss, you know, to tie it back to the start here, is a great example of a team where momentum might play a little bit more of a factor. They've backed up towards the 18-19 range in RPI. Their momentum has slipped. Is that going to impact whether or not they get a top 16 seed? It could. And that's why you want to avoid these late season slides. But again, I think it's super dependent on which team we're talking about, because there are examples like Texas where the momentum is super unlikely to be a factor. There's teams like Ole Miss where it absolutely has a chance to be. And then I would point to a team like West Virginia, where West Virginia's momentum was really the only thing its resume had. So surely how it's performing towards the end of the season will impact whether or not they get a host. And I'd lean towards them not getting a host seed at the moment, despite having 40-plus wins and, you know, being at the forefront of the win categories in college baseball.
Jacob, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Thank you for your analysis, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Text messages, injury report, all of that on the way here on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, big thanks to Jacob for kind of breaking that down, and that took away a good many of our text messages, because really? because they were wondering, you know, yeah. How bad did the state loss hurt Ole Miss and hosting chances, or what do they have to do now? That whole scenario. And I think you and I kind of disagree a little bit on that. You think Ole Miss has to sweep this weekend.
I do.
And win in the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
And I think they can win two.
If they win two, they're going to get to the semis.
And get back in that, like he said, bottom, and it's going to be difficult. It would, for them, their problem, unless they win a lot of games here, you know, all of them against Auburn and go two or three deep in the SEC tournament, they're going to get the last spot.
I tell you what's funny about all this. Now, I don't mean ha-ha funny, but prior to the year, you asked people, what would you be happy with? And most of them said 16 and 14.
That's right.
In the SEC. But since we moved up to number six, and now we falter a little bit, we still may end up 16 and 14. Nobody's happy with it.
And so, you lost the state. That's the big one, because
right,
if you take 100% of the fan base, probably 60% are football only, right? Well, out of that 60% that are football only, about 95% of them, they don't pay attention to anything in baseball except for that one weekend when you play state.
Well, but,
and that's
but
it.
On top of that, it's been a whole decade of state beating Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Now, what we, you know, this is not going to be any salve for the wound, obviously, of the weekend. But we are 2-2 against state this year.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
Which just gives you a 15th SEC win in the committee's eyes.
That's right.
That's why I say win two against Auburn, one in the tournament gets you 18 SEC wins, which then also gets you into the almost 38-39 regular season wins.
Right.
That's why I think you sneak in. If you
maybe
can
you do
that.
With two out of three against Auburn. Auburn is what, the number two RPI?
Correct.
You win two out of three, you beat UT Martin. They're probably going to jump to around 10, I would say, in the RPI.
The issue that they have, and I think he kind of brought that up, is momentum.
Yeah, and that's what
TCU is now at number 16 and on a move. It gives them a chance not to put a ninth or 10th SEC team as a host. UC Irvine is moving up. It gives them a chance to give somebody out west. Oregon is moving up. They're at number 19. It gives them, again, somebody out west they can give a chance. Louisville is actually getting hot and gives them another chance, an ACC team that they can put in there. So, again, you win enough games, it's not going to matter. You're going to make them.
Yeah, I think sweep. To feel comfortable about it, two out of three, and I still think you're going to have to win, you know, at least two in the SEC, possibly three, and get to the semis.
Is this team capable of that? That's the whole thing.
Yep. Right.
And are they capable of going on the road in a regional and winning a regional? Yeah. That's the big thing, right? So, you know, they've proven on the road. I mean, that look, no disrespect to state, but they're very average. No disrespect to Oklahoma, but they're very average. And no disrespect to South Carolina, but they're below average. And that's the last three road series they played. They've lost two out of three to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So the hitters on the road, the last three series, striking out 40% of the time. And then at home, the last three series, you know what they're striking out, Chucky? 16% of the time.
That makes a difference.
So, you know, that's 24% more in a weekend between at home. And I don't know why it's such a big difference like that. I think, you know, Jacob was saying these power teams, they hit differently at home, right? When they go on the road, they're in a different ballpark. It takes them out of their comfort zone. And maybe they're trying to swing a little bit harder. I don't know. But it's Ole Miss, the hitters, they're a big difference between when they're playing at home and on the road.
I'm a firm believer in you are what your record says you are.
Sure, yeah.
And right now, we're not a
host team.
We're not a host team.
No.
But we can become one, I think, with some stellar play down the stretch, and I've seen us do that before. But you'd have to say the odds are against them doing that.
Yeah.
All right, so what about injury report? Let's jump into that. By the way, your text messages, and since we had answered most all of them, I knew we have a football one we'll get to maybe in the next segment, but our text messages, as always, brought to you by our people at Cannon Cleary McGraw. CCMOxford.com, you want to check all of that out for your real estate needs. How about some injuries? What we got?
Yeah, I mean, Randall, I think it was a bigger injury than most people realize. You know, now they don't have anybody to play defensively for Chang when you pinch hit for him. And, that snuck up and bit Ole Miss, cost them two runs in game two.
Isn't it? Look, baseball, we've all played it. When you get somebody gets put into a game late in a game, that freaking baseball finds you every time. Mm-hmm. And the first batter grounds it right to Owen Pano at shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, either you can make the play or not, but but it just seems like the baseball finds you a lot when
it
that
does.
Happens.
It does. And then, you know, Jones, the reliever, he's out for the year. And I don't have an answer when Randall's going to come back. They originally said 3 weeks, and I believe it's been – he's been out the last –
Yeah,
he's been out since the Vandy series. So hopefully you get him back going into the SEC tournament. I think that's best case scenario. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of discussion to get to in the next segment, a lot of different things we need to make room for, so we'll do all of that. I will tell you, though, that Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletic Department. They've been in this state for a while, the Oxford community, for 27 years. 662-513-2000 to get an appointment or go to oxfordortho.com. Back in a few.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let's get this portion of the show with five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham has nine of those in Mississippi. In Tennessee.
Thought number one, losing the state was not only bad for the obvious reason, but the series could have been the final blow in Houston. It will take a sweep of Auburn, in my opinion, and probably two more wins in the SEC tournament to get back into hosting consideration. Thought number two, the last three road series for Ole Miss, they have struck out 40% of their plate appearances. You simply can't win a series on the road with that type of production. The pitching has really stayed steady down the stretch. It's the hitting that has let them down. Thought number three, the Rebels basketball roster is rounding into good form with the addition of 6'11 power forward James Scott from Louisville. That gives Ole Miss four bigs and three guards who are 6'5 or taller. They have really worked on the length of their roster and still have a couple spots to fill. Thought number four, finding a dynamic score for the basketball roster looks to be the most pressing need moving forward. And the last thought of the day, the football program now has the number 14 rated high school class. I still look for them to try and add another defensive back in the portal this summer. One last note, ESPN has Ole Miss's incoming class at number six in the final rankings. They included the incoming freshmen in the portal additions in this ranking. Inside the SEC, they placed fourth. Pretty high cotton, guys.
Absolutely. And by the way, did you say 40% of the time, as in 40?
40% of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Yeah,
that's a big number.
Big number.
You know, that's it. Just you got to cut that down. Now, the good, you know, what we talked about earlier at home, they don't strike out like that. But why that is, I don't know. But you know, hopefully they can get that solved. And but again, they're going to have to. They really need a host if they want to advance out of the regional, in my opinion, because of that fact right there.
Let's continue by letting me tell you about Gateway Tire, serving you with 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We got a lot of time here. What are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you, one point you made there about adding another DB for football.
Yeah.
These guys never quit recruiting.
No.
They haven't. I asked somebody this morning, in fact, on the inside, I said, when are you going to finalize the 2025 roster? And he said, probably August 1st. I said, that's just insane because they've got 85 scholarship players already signed. Yeah. Now, so whoever they add, somebody's got to go. You know,
or they'll have to, the NIL have to pick up their scholarship.
No, I don't think they'll do that anymore. I really don't.
But you can't go in the portal anymore. That window's closed. So I don't know how somebody from Ole Miss would leave somewhere because would they leave?
You might be right then. I mean, you're right.
I don't think there's any way but to use NIL money for it.
I thought if you lost your scholarship that you could go in the portal anytime. But I may have dreamed that. Yancy.
Yeah, look, there's so many different rules and stuff with that.
Dream that and bringing it to the radio like an idiot.
Yeah, and we'll stick with football here at the start of this portion.
Can I ask you the text message of when does the defensive back Antonio Kite report?
So I think this month, late this month, same time the guys that signed in the spring signing period that didn't get here, you know, the high school kids that had to graduate or stay an extra semester, they'll all be here at the end of this month.
Yeah, and hopefully they need him.
Yeah,
they need him.
Well, they need him. But from what I'm hearing from my connections at Auburn, he's got to come in here with a lot better attitude. As far as not a bad kid, they said nothing bad. Just that you know, he's one of those kids that doesn't focus on football enough.
Yeah,
is their experience.
Maybe it'd be at a cultural difference.
No question. I mean, you got to sign a kid like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just like to me, it's just like some of these basketball signees. Beard didn't go after guys that were averaging 26 points a game. Most of these kids are averaging 6 or 7 points a game and a few rebounds a game. He went after them for potential. You know, for their athletic ability. Mm-hmm. And he's going to mold them into scorers or rebounders or whatever. And that's the same with football. You know, you got to believe that Lane Kiffin runs the type of program that kids like to play in, and he'll respond to that.
Yeah. I mean, he's done – you can't question his evaluations of the portal, you know, up to this point.
Well, and from what I understand, Kite Antonio is a real – talent. I mean, the real deal, NFL type talent, if he just will harness it and focus it.
Who was the defensive back, Chucky? He plays for the Bengals now. It was the safety at Ole Miss that came from Liberty, and then Hugh got hired at Auburn. And I asked you why.
Why'd you ask me that?
Yeah.
The one that knocked the crap out of Jaden Daniels and made him fumble.
Made him fumble. You know, I remember some whispers out of the Auburn camp that, you know, from that staff that was there at Liberty, that he wasn't all that, you know. And then he came to Ole Miss, and he was all that.
Yeah.
So,
well, they said he wasn't a very good cover guy, but was a real good against the run. Well, it turned out here he was good in both.
Yeah, yeah. So we're seeing – and, Chucky, on football, I'm hearing really big things on this late portal commit out of South Florida, Ricky Fletcher, and you're hearing the same thing.
The same thing. That they love him. They loved his film. They loved when they interviewed him. They loved the recommendations they got from down in South Alabama. And I think he's just what they need, you know.
Dejon Anthony, fellas.
Dejon Anthony. Thank you. Thank you. The running back
from
another late signee they got out of the portal, or commitment, whatever. I don't know if they technically signed yet, I guess they have, is the Troy running back. The services, ESPN had him as one of the top three underrated portal additions by any school. That would be really needed there at that running back position, because there's really not a lot of proven guys outside of Diggs. And, you know, Diggs does have two knee injuries, right, coming back from. So I think that would be – that could end up being one of those sneaky surprises.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've said this before probably five times on here, and y'all probably tired of listening, but I'm excited about Mills Knight, the freshman, Shakai. Yeah. I like the way he's built. I like the way he – when he comes to practice – you know, he's not even dressed out. He's just there watching it, and it's almost like he gets involved. You know, he's enthusiastic. He seems to be bright-eyed and tuned in and focused, and I like those kind of kids that don't – he didn't come to practice like some of these kids and put on Mr. Cool, you know. He's involved, and I said, man, a kid that big, that strong-looking, I mean, he looked like – I know people don't want to hear this – because he's supposed to be gone, but Quinshon Judkins. He looks like a young Quinshon Judkins to me.
Just taller.
Yeah, taller. Yeah. And if he's anywhere near that kind of player, I'm
excited. If he can move his feet, then he's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we're not saying he can't, but we haven't seen it in practice yet.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's going to be the whole thing with him. And I think they're really happy with Lacey as well. I think that he's kind of been a surprise.
Well, I think Lacey's right now, but if they had 1-8. To go to war tomorrow, he'd be ahead of Diggs.
Yeah.
From what I've mm-hmm. Of course, now we don't get to see much of practice, but what little we've seen, Lacey's taking the first reps at running back.
Yeah. On to basketball. The roster construction here, they've got 11 guys now on the roster. They bring back two, Klafke and Dia. And then they've got 9 additions. You know, one thing, and still room, I guess, for 2 more. I don't know if the SEC allows 15 now scholarships. I know in basketball they said up to 15, but 13, you know, the football they said 105, but the SEC said 85.
Right.
I don't know what the SEC said from 15 to 13. I don't know if there's an NIL enough funds to go to 15. I mean, it's just the basketball NIL is just out of hand.
Yeah,
I mean,
ridiculous.
It's out of hand. That has got to be raining. I mean, the football is – I mean, it's still somewhat attainable, but basketball is just – it's out of control.
Yeah.
And that's what Beard, with the podcast he did with Ben, did a great job there, said, you know, we can't – we're not going to go after guys chasing money. Not that money isn't important, but it can't all be about the money.
Well, let me say this. They're not chasing money, but they're still going to end up paying guys, you know, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean,
but more than all three of us are worth.
Yeah. But what I said,
for 1 year.
What I said earlier, though, they didn't go after, you know, James
Haggerty.
Scott. Yeah. James Scott's not a guy that averaged 18 points a game and 10 rebounds. They're getting him on potentially 6'11", over 200 pounds, and he's athletic and long, and you know, they're going to make him into something.
Yeah, one guy's still on the board, and Ole Miss needs that dynamic score to kind of fill Padula's shoes, I think, still, because they haven't signed that dynamic score yet, right? Is Desmond Clark at Southern Cal, 6'6", combo guard. I mean, we both, I think our tongues get wet thinking 6'6", right?
Yeah.
Because we've been at 6 feet and 5'9".
Average, what, 17 a game?
Yeah, 17 guy that can create his own shot and facilitate and really good at driving the hole. So
talking about expensive.
Yeah. But there's back to my point, right? I mean, it's you know, some are $3 million. Washington, Gonzaga are in it. Florida backed off. Kentucky backed off. North Carolina backed off.
Golly.
NC State backed off. Some of these schools that have been shelling out a lot of money have backed off with Claude, kind of like we saw with Haggerty from Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. And I think Haggerty still hadn't committed anywhere, has he?
Nowhere.
He's probably –
well, he asked for $4 million.
Right. So what happens with that? How do you get a dynamic score, Chucky, without paying that kind
you
of money?
You don't.
Yeah. You know, Padula, I think they just – they got lucky, right? because he wasn't that kind of dynamic when he came to Ole Miss.
I'm thinking that they're thinking that Travis Perry's going to be another Padula myself.
Right, but is he going to be that in year one?
Why not? He's already played in the SEC 1 year. This might be his breakout year.
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, he's certainly a scorer.
Well,
we'll see.
He led Kentucky High School Association in scoring points in the history of the state. So, yeah, I mean, he's a scorer. There could be a candidate there. What do you see, Gary, when you look at the roster that's been constructed? What do you like, and what do you think still needs to be added to?
I think y'all just kind of touched on it. I like the length. You got to have it. Interchangeable guys that can – you know, if you're going to switch, you're not switching me onto a
right.
You're not switching me at 5'5", you know, onto a 6'9" guy. You got those 6'5", 6'6", 6'7" guys with some length that can move around.
Play.
And I think that's what he likes.
Three guards, 6'5".
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, I think that's what he likes as his roster.
Particularly the way they run defense, where they automatically switch at the top of the key
or the
free throw. Because how many times did we get Jalen Murray under the goal against a 6'8"
guy?
That's
right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
5'9" in high heels.
Yeah.
You know.
Love me some juju. Really do. But that's my point.
I love the rosters, too. I saw Hubbard for State listed at 5'11" now. And he's 5'8" and you know, high top sneakers.
And did he stay or is he going?
Well, I mean, he's, you know, still open to the draft, but he's not going to get that kind of
feedback. And I think the post players have the ability to switch and do things too, maybe a little bit better than in the past, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I guess you have more than just Dia.
Like Dia.
You have more than just Dia that's there as a
Well, I mean, you've seen Dia cover 5'9", 5'11" guys getting on them.
Because I really think he's a four player anyway. He's not a post player. In the generic sense of 1 through 5.
Yeah, I think he's a stretch 3.
Well, you know, I think he would like to be.
I don't know about that.
Well, he's a 4. That goes outside, shoots a three pointer when Beard's over there pulling on his ear.
Yeah, I mean, if there were spurts where he played like a dynamic 4, but you know, a lot of times he was basically a stretch 3. He's definitely not a 5.
Yeah,
I think one more year in this system, though, and he's got a chance to be All-American next year, in my opinion.
I hope Beard can convince him to keep his big butt inside, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit a few threes, but
– He shot 34.8%, Chucky. I mean, that's higher than anybody else besides Padula on the team. But I know what you're saying. He can do more damage inside than outside.
Rebounding.
No question.
You remember against Alabama when they went over there and beat Alabama and he had 19 rebounds? That's Dia to me.
Yeah.
That's Dia.
Yeah, he was the best player in the country. Best player on the court that night.
No doubt.
Question.
And they were loaded.
Loaded.
All right, still to go. We'll talk a couple of things in recruiting with our Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. I'll give you the Ole Miss and SEC sports news. Chuck with his good, bad, and ugly. We'll put a wrap on tonight's Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline when we return.
Way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's finish it up. I'll do some SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Our friend Coach Malloy and the men's golf team playing in Tallahassee, Florida. Number three in the country, but top seed there at the Seminole Legacy Golf Club. They went 282 as a team. That's six under. Senior Kai Meeks opened the regional with a four under 68. They trail the home team, Florida State, who was 14 under. Notre Dame, seven under. Ole Miss, third at six under. Then a tie for four with New Mexico and Augusta at three under. Georgia is six, and they would be on the cut line right now at minus two. So the Rebels have a four-shot lead. Top five get to move on. And tee times start at 6:30 Central Time
and tomorrow. A lot of people don't realize we're the number three team in the country.
Yeah,
first one seed they've had, I believe, in program history.
Correct. Yep. The softball team, as most SEC teams do, got an NCAA regional. They'll go to Arizona and play starting on the 16th. So starting this weekend, they get Grand Canyon as the third seed. The other two teams, Arizona hosting, and Santa Clara is out there.
And no, I don't believe we should have been hosting. We didn't earn a host, to me.
I'll tell you what, though. Those four freshmen for that softball team, they are going to be
They're a good team. They're a good team.
I think they're one pitcher short right now. That's their problem.
There's my look at that. And, of course, the SEC put another double digits in a tournament with softball. And of course, golf doing those kinds of things, too. The women's golf team plays, they advanced out of their regionals. This weekend, they go out to California to play among 30 teams in the nationals. So we still have a lot of golf happening. Let's get to some recruiting news. And I will tell you, of course, about the Grove Collective. They're what make it go around. Go ahead.
Round and round. Yeah, four-star wide receiver Corey Barber out of Hoover, Alabama, committed Ole Miss this past week. He's rated the number 262 overall player in the country. This kid right here is 2027 Hazelhurst, Mississippi defensive back Trey Collins. He's a top 150 kid in the 26 class. He's going to be, excuse me, in the 27 class. He's going to be big time. 6'2", 70, rated the number 216 overall player. I've been hearing a lot of good things about Trey for several years now. Trey joins Callaway, Mississippi four-star offensive lineman LaMarcus Jones in the 27 class for the Rebels. Four-star quarterback Landon Duckworth is down to Auburn, Florida State, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and USC. The Jackson, Alabama native has Ole Miss in the lead for the last several months. 2026 Prosper Texas offensive tackle Bryce Gilmore has an official visit set to Ole Miss for June 20th. 2026 Cross Plains, Tennessee edge prospect Zach Groves has scheduled an official visit to Ole Miss on June the 6th. He's rated the 246th overall prospect. And then we just went over it a little bit earlier. But basketball got a commitment from Louisville power forward James Scott. He started 31 to 35 games. He shot 75.5% from the floor, played 23 minutes, averaged 7.1 points and 6.1 rebounds. So big pickup for Ole Miss. He was the number 78 overall player in the transfer portal.
And now to the good, the bad, and the ugly. RiverlandRoofing.com is your locally owned roofing firm for inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered home or business. GAF, Master Elite Contractor, warranties that last a lifetime. Text or call 662-644-4297 or go to RiverlandRoofing.com.
All right, good. Well, this will be so predictable. Friday afternoon, the Ole Miss baseball team smacked around Mississippi State in Starkville 10-4 with timely hitting. Very good pitching out of Hunter Elliott, Mason Morris, and Will McCausland. Judd Utermark, Austin Fawley, Colin Reuter, and Ryan Mormon all homered in the game. And you had to think to yourself, well, here we go. The Rebs are about to have a really good series against the Bulldogs. Well, as Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend. The bad kicked in. First, the Rebels lost the second half in Friday's Twin Bill. 4-1, striking out 16 times in the game. Starter Riley Maddox for the Rebels had a really good start, but got no help from the offense as Evan Seary, who started for the Bulldogs, struck out 15 in 8 innings and had the Rebels completely baffled. Then during Saturday's game, won by MSU 6-5, the Rebels committed 3 errors that led to a 3-run 4th and a 2-run 5th as State gained a 6-1 advantage was good enough to cruise to a 6-5 win and take the series. 11 Rebels walked, but 10 struck out. And that was that. Another series win by MSU over the Rebels, which has become a habit, unfortunately, in the last decade.
Yeah, the puzzling thing about it is most or a lot of this series wins they've had have been against teams that were ranked for Ole Miss, and they're not ranked. And some of them are downright bad. Ole Miss is just playing really bad baseball against them.
Yeah.
That's what is so frustrating.
Well, what was frustrating to me is in Saturday's game, we got a threat going, and they make a diving catch at second base for a double play.
Yep.
And then in the very next inning, we boot a routine grounder for a double play, and they scored three runs after that.
Yep.
And I'm going, okay, so – Why can't we make a spectacular play every once in a while against them?
Yeah, they made several good defensive plays.
Yeah.
They played well. Got to give it to them.
Shout out Tim Elko. Second game as a Chicago White Sox 3-run home run.
How about that?
And Ryan Rollison's been called up by the Colorado Rockies. He's going to be in relief.
And Gunnar Hovland.
He was really good.
Has been really good.
And they brought up Doug Nikhazy. That's 4 already in the early part of the MLB who came through here. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. That's it.
Howdy toddy.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.